The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, Valedictorian USA, and Cracker Stacker. And you, my friends, are listening to the PBD cast with John motherfucking Orlando, bitches.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your purveyor of podcasts, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 172. I'm calling it a podcast pair-up because I teamed up this past weekend with the Three Geeks podcast to record this episode. Jason, the man behind the Three Geeks podcast, had hit me up and said, John, would you like to come on over and talk about some geeky things and be part of our episode? And I said, sure, man, why not? And so I decided maybe we'll have a little crossover, if you will, a little crossover action between the Three Geeks podcast and the PVD cast. It's a great conversation. We talk about the Boba Fett movie that supposedly is coming out, as well as Disney thinking about rebooting the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Some Marvel TV news, including some of the shows that they may be bringing to the Disney streaming service, and throw in a little bit of conversation about horror movies and whatnot, and it's a great episode, so I hope you enjoy it. However, I think I would like to also talk a little bit about the historic WWE pay-per-view that took place this past weekend, Evolution. I gotta be honest, I was very, very interested in this pay-per-view, but I felt like they really weren't doing it justice. They were just kind of throw a bunch of matches together, even though it's the first ever all-female pay-per-view. I think that some of the build-up for some of these matches were lackluster. But overall, I gotta say it was a pretty darn good pay-per-view. I think there were some really weak matches, and I think there's some really strong ones. I'm not gonna go through the entire card. I will say that I think the three best matches on the show, the very best one was Toni Storm winning the Mae Young Classic over Io Shirai. I can never say it. Shirari. I can never pronounce her name. Io. That's what everybody knows her as. That match was fantastic. I felt that the Charlotte Becky Lynch match, it was a last women standing. You knew it was going to be brutal. You knew they were going to pull out all the stops, and they didn't disappoint. And I thought that Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane was pretty good, although I didn't like the idea that the four horsewomen got involved, but overall I thought it was, it was pretty good. I think that some of the other matches, though, were kind of eh, including Nia Jax winning the Battle Royal. I think that if you are looking to kind of make a star, that the Battle Royal would have been a perfect way to do that, and I think that they just decided, well, we're just going to keep the momentum behind Nia for yet another opportunity at one of the titles. And, let's just be honest. I think we all want to see it. So why not give us WWE Women Tag Team Champions? I mean, Nia Jax, Tamina would be a perfect duo to be the first Tag Team Champions of the Women Division. So come on, WWE, let's get on that, man. Let's get on that. Oh, wait, you're too busy going across the pond there to Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel. Oh, wait, is that where it's at? No one knows, because nobody will say where it's at now. But anywho, I digress. I could get on a soapbox and talk about that situation. But you know what? I'm not going to, because I want to keep this introduction a little bit short. And I do want to mention one thing, though, real quick, since we kind of talk about a soapbox there. You know, folks, I mean, it's coming up here in little less than a week that it'll be an opportunity for all Americans to go out and vote. And you know what? Look, I don't care if you are a Republican or if you're a Democrat, it doesn't matter. Just go out there and vote. It's our God-given right as American citizens to go out there and vote. And you know, as I often tell Mama Orlando, who does not vote, that's right, Mama Orlando has not voted in like 18 years. and she bitches and complains about people and go, well, this person does this and this person didn't do that, yada, yada, yada. And I always tell her, Mom, vote then. You can't bitch if you don't vote. I mean, you got no say in it. So people, go out there, vote, man. You know, November 6th is coming up here real, real soon. You know, definitely get your stuff in there, man, whether you just mail it in like I'm going to do, or if you go to your polls and vote. I can't stress that enough. Do your civil duty, man. Go out there and vote. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that once again, I'm still looking for some mom and pop places out there, some independent businesses that would like to advertise with the PVD cast. All you got to do is get in touch with me and we can work something out. But while I'm talking about sponsors, let me just tell you right now who's sponsoring this episode of the PVD cast, and that would be the fine folks at Audible. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And right now, Audible is going to give you a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. And for you, the listeners of the PVD cast, you can check out their massive library, pick out something, listen to it when you drive to work or while you're working out or while you're doing dishes or while you're at your kid's hockey game, whatever you're doing, you can listen to a great audiobook. So again, to download your free audiobook today, all you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your hands on a free audiobook. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'm teaming up with the Three Geeks podcast to talk all about some geeky news.
This cold open stuff. You really need to work on your cold open game. Okay.
Yeah, now
the trick is,
that is
the trick is you get let the conversation go. You're like, okay, guys, I'm just setting this stuff over here, and you talk amongst yourselves. You hit record while everyone's talking amongst themselves. Not like, oh, we need our 5 seconds of silence, and then like say stuff, and then everyone says stuff in fucking unison. And it's just it's a bad quote.
And every time I hear 5 seconds of silence, I think it's like one of those bad like emo bands.
Yeah, yeah. 5 seconds. 5 seconds of silence is the official Three Geeks emo band.
And if you think you just recognize that voice, that is John Orlando from the PVD cast, who has been introing the last 10 episodes.
I'm gonna put the intro on this one too.
It's just gonna be weird.
Skip. A, skip this episode for John's and B, skip episodes every now and again. Don't put it on the front of everything if we only have one. Okay?
Even when we have
70, skip episodes.
John is awesome.
No, I know John is awesome. We love John.
He deserves to be at the beginning of every podcast.
Doesn't want it to seem like we only have one.
Yeah, no, because we only come on. Let's just be smart about it.
When you have your interview later tonight, don't forget to ask for a bumper.
So, I watched the new Adam Sandler special.
Yeah.
We just had a conversation about it, but we didn't do it on the... So, check it out, people. If you
I didn't know that there was a new one, so... Yeah. See, that was news to me.
I watched the Ron White one.
I did, too. Nice.
And I liked that a lot. It was pretty funny.
Was it? Ron Wright's hit or miss with me.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty stoned, but I actually think it was funny.
I would
say
he was the...
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I thought he was... Leaps and bounds ahead of the other guy.
Like not that he had much competition on that. But.
Foxworthy's fine.
Yeah, Foxworthy's good at what he does. Mm-hmm. The reason that he's so successful. But I do not like Bill Engvall, and I do not like Larry the Cable Guy.
He
drives me nuts. His voice, I can't do it.
Well, he makes some joke about, he's like, I forget what he says about Larry the Cable Guy. He's like, he was performing in a IHOP parking lot or some shit like that. While the rest of them were at the big Vegas hotels and stuff.
Nice.
So I thought it was pretty awesome.
You know, not that he's part of that, but I think he's kind of in that same. Like, I don't get Jeff Dunham.
No, I don't either.
I don't find him funny at all.
The ventriloquist?
Yeah. I just don't find his shit funny.
I think
the first one I saw of his I thought was really funny.
His newest one, whatever one was on Netflix, I thought was funny. And then there's some other ones that I didn't.
I'm with you. I don't get him.
I don't get it. I just
I don't find him funny.
Say something funny, puppet.
Yeah.
I'm using a puppet, so it doesn't really count that I'm making racist humor all the time.
Yeah, it's
all right.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it's racist, as long as it's funny.
The puppet is racist.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Anybody doing anything fun? We recorded Freddy Geeks yesterday, and Dan asked us what our favorite black and white horror movie was, and I said Frankenstein. I am out of my mind. Psycho is my favorite black and white horror film.
Okay, all right.
I just wanted to, you know, add that.
What's the Mel Brooks Frankenstein movie called?
Young Frankenstein.
That's my favorite black and white horror movie.
I did mention that yesterday.
I would also accept that. So. Love me some Young Frankenstein. That's great.
Frankenstein.
Igor. Even though Mike hasn't been on here regularly, check out Mike's stuff at youtube.com.
Yeah. Friend of the podcast. Can you do a bumper? Yeah, we should get him to do a bumper.
Yeah, I'm just. Especially since he's only on like once a month now. Like,
we just
had his first podcast like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and it did not go well.
No.
Technically speaking. I mean, Mike's cool. Everything was like, there's no beef.
Mike's great. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But unfortunately, you know, true to Three Geeks podcast.
Woo!
Something went really wrong.
Stay tuned for an interview that we will have tagged on at the end of this podcast. We have Josh, the creator of Case File Arkham. It's a comic that he's been working on, so we will be talking to him about that. It'll be tagged on to the end. So, guys, want to get into our news topics?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, first off, we have t-shirts. Go to TeePublic. The link is in the description. Go to Patreon. Shameless plugs.
What news?
In the description. Mm. Check out John at pvdcast.com and on Twitter at pvdmvp.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
No problem.
Yeah, keeping with the Halloween theme, by the way, I have an interview with Max Groh. He's the director and the co-creator of Bong of the Living Dead, a stoner slash zombie flick.
Is his actual name Max Groh?
Yeah, I believe so.
That is ridiculous.
But it's not spelled the way you think it's spelled. It's spelled a very unusual name.
It doesn't matter. There's no way.
Would you prefer if I let you know that he's actually Max Groh Sr.? No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Did he put it on his shirt? Does he have it on his jersey or not? Because we can take this conversation straight to him.
he has no children. That's a lie.
That's good. Potential good man. To be a senior.
Good man. Stop the procreation, I say.
If you go to 3geeks.ninja, Dan and I are writing every day, posting reviews. And we're on Rotten Tomatoes. Not the good side of Rotten Tomatoes, but we're on the audience side of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yay.
But if you go there and check out our reviews, you can get us moved over to the other side. And while you're at 3geeks.ninja, just go to that About Us or Affiliates, and you can just click on John's stuff right there. So then we get a hit, and he gets a hit.
There you go.
It's even better.
Yeah.
And tell him that you are allowed to put senior on your jersey if you are indeed a senior.
Like, if you're old, why are you playing?
No, not a senior citizen.
He gets the cheap coffee before he plays the game, you know?
He gets a special parking spot.
Yeah.
But, like, it's really interesting, the rules for, like, senior and junior and, like, the first and the second and things like that. When you're, like, you're senior and junior if you're the first and the second.
Uh-huh.
Until one of you dies, then you're the first and the second.
I'm unaware of these rules.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah. I'm a junior, so I was looking into this, but because I was thinking about writing the second, you know, instead of junior, because I think it looks better, it sounds better.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that until my dad dies or until I'm dead.
Oh.
So if you're dead,
on my headstone, you wouldn't put Max Andrews Junior. You'd put Max Andrews the second.
I will engrave that myself.
Dan, you stay the fuck away from my grave. Anyway, sorry.
I would not normally cover a fan petition, but I thought this could lead to some interesting conversation. Fans are petitioning to get Kevin Feige to be an executive producer on Marvel TV.
That guy has got enough work to do, you people. Like, let the man get some sleep. Like, I'm sure he's got a family who loves him.
Well, he kind of already is, because he's in charge of the Loki show, the Scarlet Witch show.
I mean, like, at some point in time, he's got to, like, it's like sort of how Mike is kind of waiting for, like, the comic book movie that's just so, like, you know, the Marvel movie that's so crappy that it kind of breaks this whole deal that they got going on. Kevin Feige is going to have a breakdown at some point in time, just because he does so much.
I was thinking about this, because, you know, Feige and Perlmutter used to work on the movies together, and then Civil War was the first of Feige by himself, and so forth. And we haven't had a bad Marvel movie since Civil War, have we? Since they split?
And we've had some pretty bad Marvel TV shows, let me tell you.
Oh, that's the truth.
I just started Runaways. That was pretty good. It's pretty good.
I watched like 4 or 5 episodes, I think. Here's my question.
But the thing that I read is everybody's like, well, he'll be successful in the TV, you know, side of things. But being successful in movies and being successful in TV is two different things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think people are making this much more simplistic. The things that you have to do to make a movie versus a TV show, it's very wide. It's a very different animal, and I think that just because you're successful in movies doesn't mean he's going to go over and be a huge success over on the TV side.
Well, I think a lot of people are making the comparison because the Marvel movies are a lot like a TV show.
But again,
and he's pulling directors from television to do the movies.
Yeah, because I mean, it's this long form episodic, but I mean, it's still you get 2.5 hours.
I understand.
To show your thing, and it's not like okay, you need to break this up, and you need to have the pacing for all that, and things like that. So I mean, like, I'm not saying that he'd do a bad job, but who's to say that he would specifically do a good job? And also, it's like the whole reason Kevin Feige works at his job is A, he's good at it, but B, he's a fan. He was a fan of these things before he even thought about having this job. So if you find somebody who's in TV who's a fan, they're going to take care of it the same way he does. And then they're also a little more well-versed in how TV works. And also, it's not like you need Kevin Feige having 48-hour days to get all of your freaking entertainment out. Like, he's just one guy. I mean, come on.
What I think should happen is, and that maybe not them particularly, but let's say Avengers 4 comes out and it's really good. I say let the Russos oversee the other side of those the guys development.
I mean, I guess they worked in TV. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. Those guys got a lot of work, too. And I'm
for replacing Perlmutter, to be honest.
That guy sucked. Whatever. Like, but again, like they should find somebody to replace him that's not already knee-deep in this Marvel stuff. I mean,
Feige's busy. He just got the X-Men, like, handed to him on a silver platter.
Now that the Fox deal has gone through, like, I'm sure Feige's like, all right, well, what's the next big arc? You know, because once Avengers 4 is done, like, they're probably going to want to do, like, a whole new...
Well, they say that Feige has it all mapped out, like, different, you know, alterations of where he could go. Because Guardians of the Galaxy 3 has been officially put off till, like, 2021.
I think it would have been interesting if they did Guardians of the Galaxy with Stallone and all them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I just love, what's her name? Chinese lady.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, no, I love her. Stallone has been, you know, he's been doing all right. Like those last few movies have been solid. I don't know. I can't remember. Do they have anybody else famous in that?
I don't remember.
In the old school Guardians?
I would watch it.
I would like to see that movie where it's just a whole different crew of people. You know, and then that would also work, too, if you didn't, because, you know, everyone's now like, okay, well, you know, everyone's coming back. There's going to be a Guardians 3, so all the Guardians are coming back. Like, there's going to be Black Panther, so Black Panther 2, Panther's coming back. If you, like, just let them stay dead, like, they're like, oh, no, we've got this other Guardians movie with different Guardians. and it's like, you know, maybe they come back later. But for that one, that's still something where, you can surprise people and have it go a different way than you'd think it would normally go. And I think it'd also be cool if they did, like, a bunch of promo, you know, like all like flashback scenes or whatever with the Guardians we know now, and that's all the trailers were. So like you don't even know that it's a whole separate cast in the whole movie.
It's just all flashback.
They do is show you all those scenes.
You know what I mean? Get sued for false.
Oh, dude, it'd be so good. It would be so good.
The Metal Gear Solid 2. That shit.
I don't get the reference, but yeah, sure, why not?
You start off first hour, Snake. Trailers are like, oh, it's Snake. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, Stallone's hot right now. He just did Escape Plan 2, which I guess did really well. He's in Creed 2. He's got Rambo.
Escape Plan 2?
Rambo 5 is filming right now.
Is that the one he did with Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, but the second one has Batista in it.
Oh,
because that makes everything better.
And then he's doing Rambo that 5 right well? Now, and then he's doing Expendables 4.
Where can you see this?
I don't know. We got a million of them traded in at the store.
Oh, Escape Plan 2 is already on DVD.
Yeah, it was straight to VHS.
VHS?
I just said
it's doing great. It's doing super good. It's
back in time.
I wouldn't mention that anymore if you're talking about the good things Stallone's
doing. Hey, Rainbow 5 looks good, at least from the photos.
Yeah, Creed 2 looks good.
I don't know, man.
I'm looking forward to Expendables 4.
Nah, I haven't even watched. Yeah, I watched the second one.
I've only seen the first one.
I like the one with Van Damme as the bad guy.
Yeah, it's the second one.
And they wanted him to come back as a twin in the fourth one.
I didn't really like it.
Van Damme always has a twin.
Yeah.
That would be great. I would be down for that. But I didn't really like any of the ones past the first one. Yeah, and, you know, Chuck Norris gives a Chuck Norris joke.
Yeah.
That was just dumb.
Yeah, no, not really.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you like bad things, Dan. So I'm not
like bad things.
I'm not surprised at all that you like Expendables 2.
Well, no, it's just a big, dumb movie where shit blowing up.
Expendables 2 is fun.
I
saw it in theater.
I thought the first one was better. And there's a lot more Jet Li in the first one.
That's true.
That is also true.
But there's also a lot more Van Damme in the second one.
Yeah, but I'd rather see Jet Li kicking ass. Especially now that he can't.
What's that?
Jet Li got beat in the first one. Maybe like Dolph Lundgren was like, oh, he beats him.
Dolph Lundgren is like a giant.
Yeah. Jet Li's like a kung fu master.
Well, Jet Li got him under that car, remember? And Dolph could barely fit under there.
Yeah, but he still
beat him. He ended up kicking his ass.
Jet Li got his licks in. Somebody had to win.
Marvel Studios / Kevin Feige is promising big things from Marvel for the Disney streaming service. Anybody surprised?
No.
No. I mean,
okay, like, what are they going to be like? Oh, God, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the streaming service is coming out in 3 months, and we have nothing.
All we have is these Donald Duck cartoons from 1962.
Yeah. I'm sure those will work. We'll just throw them up.
They're going to throw Steamboat Willie up there and fucking just hope and pray.
That's enough.
Yep.
It's like a show. It's like, yeah, I got plenty of ideas. And then I have a blank piece of paper in front of them. Like, yeah. Shit!
I know two other great ideas were, let's just cancel Iron Fist and Luke Cage and move them to this streaming service.
Is that what they're doing?
No, they're not doing that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they moved those over.
I wouldn't be surprised if they buried those things and never let them see the light of day, light of day again.
I like Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is okay.
Yeah, I never watched Iron Fist because everyone I know that watched it said, yeah, it's abysmal.
Go back and see how much you can watch.
Ooh.
Okay. That was a challenge.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
Iron Fist and Luke Cage was okay.
It wasn't season. Like terrible. It was just not as good as like Daredevil.
Okay, so in a show based on a character who is supposed to be 98% kung fu, 2% everything else. We have...
Can I switch those ratios?
We have 1% kung fu, and I won't even really call it that. It's like yoga fu. It's more like...
Is it like Tai Chi? Is that more
it's worse, because like Tai Chi is actually a deadly art. Yeah. You speed Tai Chi up, you can fuck some dudes up.
Yeah.
I think
you speed up what this guy's doing, he's still gonna suck.
I think they're gonna give us Heroes for Hire because Netflix retains the rights to all of those shows until they cancel them, so they could keep going if they choose
to. Yeah, I would definitely try something else. I would also get somebody else to play Danny Rand.
Yeah.
Somebody who knows Kung Fu.
Please? He's just so intense. Why is that actor so intense?
He tries to be intense, but he sucks at acting. He's a bad actor, and he's a bad freaking... stuntman. He's a bad stuntman and he's a bad actor. So why do we have this guy?
I don't know.
Like,
Dan, that Leatherface movie I let you borrow at the end, spoiler alert.
Keep it.
No,
I don't want it back in my fucking house.
You get to see Finn Jones eaten by pigs.
Oh, good. I like that.
Oh, well, we are getting the low-key Scarlet Witch shows, which I think might be interesting for the Marvel streaming service.
We'll see how it goes.
Who are they going to cast?
Supposedly Tom Huddleston and Elizabeth Olsen are cast for those.
It's only 4 to 6 episodes.
It's like a Peggy Carter kind of thing.
A miniseries.
Yeah,
it's a little miniseries.
I'm down for that.
But with Kevin Feige's hands all over it.
That sounded kind of...
The lawsuit is forthcoming.
They also threw out, I read where they're doing like other stuff too. It's not going to be all Marvel stuff like they're doing... live version of Lady and the Tramp.
Straight to their stream. It's brilliant for the streaming service marketing.
That works. Yeah, because I'm definitely tired of like the big theatrical releases of these movies where it's like, ooh, watch The Jungle Book, watch Cinderella, watch, you know, it's like, no, we've already seen the movie. You made this movie already. You know, you're copying it literally word for word. And we're supposed to act like you're
giving me something. They're cleaning it up a little bit. They're making the colors brighter.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're live action remakes. Actually, no, they're all just CGI computer animated.
Yeah. Not even really. So it's like, yeah, you're just redoing this movie.
What would you like to see them do in terms of like their catalog? Like, what would you like to see on the Disney / Marvel streaming service?
Song of the South. I'm just kidding.
Oh. So
I'd like to see them remake Oliver and Company. That was my favorite as a kid.
Aww.
I'd like to see a Star Wars show.
I was going
to
say.
We're getting The Mandalorian.
That's cool.
We'll see.
I would say maybe like Ghost Rider. I mean, since those movies were so awful. Like,
they already have him in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right, yeah.
But he was awful in that.
I just knew.
He drives a car, for one, so it's Car Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Not as good. And then...
Wait, I must confess, I watched like the first 6 episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and gave up.
Yeah.
He drove a fucking car?
Yeah, it was Car Ghost Rider.
Well, he's like the... I'm not as good, I'm not comparing quality, but he's like the Miles Morales to Spider-Man, which means he's like the third or fourth Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the main guy.
But he's got the classic car, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was fine. I thought the Ghost Rider stuff was fine.
I would like to see a Spider-Ham show. Spider-Ham. I love Spider-Ham.
Animated or live
animated.
Action?
No, animated.
Live action.
Spider-Ham's going to be in the new Spider-Man.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm excited for.
I'm excited for Into the Spider-Verse. That should be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that style that they use where it's like just a moving comic book. Like a moving old school comic book.
Yeah.
Why did that trailer come out so early?
Just to get the buzz going.
I remember that like at least a year ago.
Yeah, they had a teaser. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just kind of like burnt out on it already. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, he's just waiting for it to come out. Yeah, and that's how I feel with any of this marketing crap. I'm just like, I wish I could get a 10-second trailer, which is mostly just like flashes of the people in it and the name of the movie. And then that's all I want to see. I was like, okay, that movie's happening. I'm going to go see it.
Like, you want to see a new Batman?
That's Batman.
That's the Joker.
Not talking quality, but I want them to do more with what they did with Cloverfield 3, where they just showed a trailer at the Super Bowl, and all the trailer was Cloverfield drops in 1 hour. Nobody knows what it's about. Just come watch it.
Yep. That would be great.
It would lead for less disappointment, because as you and I talked off air, I just recently had that experience where I was deeply disappointed by a film that the trailer looked really good.
You should tell Max because he plans on seeing it.
Which really? The Old Man and the Gun.
Oh, it wasn't good?
It's not good.
I heard it was
good. It's not good.
Robert Redford does a great job, but Casey Affleck's character is terrible. Like, terribly written and just weak as hell. It's terrible. I was really deeply disappointed with it.
Yeah, that sucks. I was kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason I hadn't gone and seen it is because it's not playing in the theater close to me, and I haven't been able to, like, muster up the energy to
go to Bexley.
go to friggin'. I think they had it at the Lennox.
Okay. All right. I saw it at the Drexel just because they had a better showtime for me. I was like, I'll go to that one. But yeah, it's disappointing. Dang it.
What's interesting is I just checked up the tomato score for that. It's got a 90% from the critics, but a 60% from the audience. Which means that.
So I guess that puts John in the 10% of critics.
Well, and, you know, lot more in tune with the audience.
Yeah.
Which the audience...
Well, John's got a podcast. I don't know if you knew that. That makes him a critic.
And the audience is giving it a 3 out of 5, so 60%, which is not great.
No.
It's just above average.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd say you get a copy of it in the store, watch it. Or go on TV, watch it, but I wouldn't make a trip to the theater to see it.
I got the, like, the AMC Movie Pass deal.
So I
just go waste some time there.
I might go see it, but
at least I have this knowledge going into it, like, oh man, I heard it was going to be awesome, and then I'm just like, what the fuck, Casey Affleck?
Which I like Casey Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. But, yeah, just what they wrote for him was really bad.
Like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen bad?
Wow.
Which made Sean Connery throw up a finger
would this
to acting.
Movie make Sean Connery retire?
Not that bad. But bad nonetheless.
All right, what else we got?
I went and saw First Man? Yeah, First Man.
Was it good?
It was all right.
Was it?
That movie is... Did I talk about this last week?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind that.
Listen to last week's episode.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. It's more of an experience movie, so I suggest going to see it in theaters.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go check it out.
I want to go see it because I like Ryan Gosling.
He's good.
Yeah.
I actually really like the dude who plays Buzz Aldrin. He's like the bad guy in the first Ant-Man movie.
What's that actor's name?
I don't know.
He's in House of Cards.
Yeah.
I only know him as Peter Russo.
Yep. he's in it. He plays Buzz Aldrin. And he's just the best. I don't know if it's actually true that Buzz Aldrin's just like a huge douchebag, but like he's just got like no tact. You know what I'm saying? Like he's just very blunt and just says like whatever. Like the one thing that everyone's thinking and nobody says, he says it.
Nice.
Well, Buzz Aldrin will punch you in the face if you tell him the moon landing was fake.
Yeah, as he should.
Well, to be fair, he told that guy, "Leave me alone, or I'm going to hit you." And then guess what happened? Hey, next?
Corey Stoll is the actor.
Buzz Aldrin is not a liar. Okay, if the man says he's going to punch you in the face, believe him.
Speaking of House of Cards, I saw the trailer for the new season,
the final season.
I think it looks good.
I don't know how they're going to work that out, but okay.
He died.
Yeah, they set that up. He had health problems in the previous two seasons.
Well, he died in the books, too. I think he died in like the end of the first book or something like that.
And it was interesting, just because, I didn't know where they're, when Kevin Spacey wasn't, a pariah.
Yeah.
I didn't know where they were going to take it, because half the time the story seems to be about Claire Underwood.
Yeah.
And her rise to power. And so I feel their hand was forced, but it was kind of going this direction anyway, or it could have gone this direction anyway.
Yeah. Well, at the end of last season, they had the whole thing where he goes to jail and she's in power and she's about to pardon him and she's like,
doesn't.
I agree with Max, and it's tragic that, Kevin Spacey had to be an idiot before they could actually creatively take the story where they were logically going.
Years and years before. He was like, oh man, I can't wait for this to shoot me in the ass.
I never much cared for House of Cards. I watched a couple of episodes, but I'm such a jaded fuck when it comes to the government. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly how it is. And I don't even watch this shit. Exactly what happens. Yeah.
I like the first
episode where he strangles a dog.
I like the first season, I think, better than the later ones, maybe.
I will say that, I really enjoyed it up until this most recent past season, and that one was kind of tough for me to get through.
Well, yeah, because that first half was just, should have been the last episode of the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I've enjoyed the show overall. It's kept me engaged in it.
I know we keep putting off Johnny Depp, but let's talk about Pirates of the Caribbean getting rebooted by Disney without Johnny Depp. Anybody care? I hate this ride. I think it's overrated.
I hate this ride.
My family wants to go on it every time we go, and I have to wait in this hour and a half line just to look at these stupid pirates.
But it has real bones. Maybe.
I have only saw two of the movies. I have not seen the last three.
There's no point.
I guess my question is this, though. They talk about that they may give it to the writing staff of Deadpool. So would this be a rated R reboot?
No.
It's Disney.
No.
I think it would be sweet if it was rated R, though.
It would be better.
Real
rated R. If it was actual pirates.
Who do you cast if you're gonna replace Johnny Depp? I think to me, there was one that it won't happen because he's involved with everything else, but Tom Hiddleston would be awesome.
Hiddleston?
Yeah. He would be awesome, I think, as Jack Sparrow. But that's not going to happen.
He could do it. Yeah. He could definitely pull it off. I like that guy, so I would happily give him the job.
Well, is it going to be Jack Sparrow, the main character?
No, that's what I'm saying. If they do a Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's some other pirates in the Caribbean.
Right.
Or what if it's a Blackbeard? The story, what I'm saying? You're following around.
Those Somali pirates.
Yes, it could be Somali pirates. Except, I like it. Except the Somali pirates don't really fit Pirates of the Caribbean, because they're in Somalia and not in the Caribbean.
Well, they get lost.
They get lost.
And then the Caribbean pilots are like, you can't muscle in on our turf. And they're like, fuck you, we're from Somalia.
Right, they pull out their machine guns. Movie over. 15 minutes max. There you go.
Wow. I'm down for that. I'm 100% down for that. They could release that on their streaming service.
There you go. What about if you just recast Jack Sparrow as a woman?
Yeah, Tilda sure, Swinton.
I guess.
Huh?
Tilda Swinton.
I mean, that's okay. The obvious.
Yeah. I said Angelina Jolie.
No. That's no. What no. Get out of here.
Janet Sparrow.
She no. Is the Janet Johnny. Sparrow. She is the Johnny Depp of actresses.
Jackie Sparrow.
She drives me crazy. I don't like her.
Yeah, I'm not.
Joanna Sparrow.
Joanna Sparrow.
She's in the same category as Drew Barrymore for me. I just find her obnoxious.
Angelina Jolie's better than Drew Barrymore.
No, she is. She's. She has one movie that I like. I can't remember which one it is. Which is in the
I love Angelina Jolie in Hackers.
I like her in Gone 60 Seconds and the Asylum movie.
Gone 60 Seconds.
The one that annoys me is Anne Hathaway.
Really?
Doesn't bother me. She annoys.
I know Princess a lot Diaries? Of people hate Anne Hathaway.
because
you're not a Princess Diaries fan, man.
No, I am not.
Come on, dude.
No,
Julie
no.
Andrews.
No, she just annoys
it's a shame.
Me.
Yeah. I think shame. Because I've you should give it another watch, man. Give Princess Diaries another shot.
I never saw it.
Princess First Diaries 2.
Well, how can you say you don't like them if you've never watched?
Because Anne Hathaway's in it. The only thing was, I mean, she was okay as Catwoman.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay as Catwoman.
No.
Not great. Not bad. Okay.
Well, I don't think it was her fault. I mean, I feel like anyone would have been what she was in that role.
True.
But it wasn't,
okay,
wasn't
true.
Written very well.
No.
And there wasn't much for her to actually do.
But well, just in her everyday interviews, like whenever they interview Anne Hathaway, I'm like, you sound so pretentious as fuck. Seriously. I mean, I don't want to belittle your occupation, but you pretend for a living. Let's just call it what it is, people. You pretend for a living and you make it sound like you are like a brain surgeon. And it's so.
Yeah. Like Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke's that way? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I've noticed that.
Have you guys seen the Ian McKellen short that they did on,
yes.
on British TV about how he acts?
No, that's extras, right?
It's
an episode of Extras, but yeah,
okay.
it's so good. Now, I'm not actually a wizard.
Yeah.
But, I just imagine what a wizard would do in this situation, and then I pretend to do that.
Peter Jackson came, and he wanted me to do this role.
And yeah, that's how Anne Hathaway got Catwoman.
And here's some good news for Max. Boba Fett movie is dead, according to rumors and Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to see, like, some...
I'm sure he's
good. Some evidence that Boba Fett is actually good, like, at being a bounty
hunter. He could be in the Mandalorian show, though. I mean, he could pop up
Yeah,
there.
It's whatever. I'm not a fan of Boba Fett. I feel like the hype is too
really
late.
Overrated.
Yeah, he's way
he
overrated.
He doesn't do a whole lot.
No, never. Given
apparently
that
he's really good at disintegrating people,
but you don't know that.
No, but that's
never
one throwaway line.
But you don't know. But also, he's not good at disintegrating people. He just disintegrated at least one guy one time. and who's to say? Obviously, he wasn't supposed to, or else Darth Vader wouldn't have made a point to be like, "Fucking don't do that again." You know. And also, you don't know how it went down. It could have been a complete happenstance that caused this guy to get disintegrated. Like, not even Boba Fett's fault. He just
like
took credit for it. Yeah, no, he just took credit for it. He's like, oh, well, yeah, like, I just watched this guy get disintegrated. He's like, well,
holy
they wanted
crap.
Him dead.
I would love, on the going back to the streaming service, if we would get a standalone Star Wars show, maybe like 4 episodes or 6 episodes of just the bounty hunters. I want an IG-88. I would like
IG-88.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'm 100% down for that.
That would be a sweet show on its own.
Also, I would dig a Boba Fett show if he was like Mr. Magoo or whatever. You know, like he just kind of like bumbles around and everyone thinks he's the most badass bounty hunter of all time, and he's just some idiot. Like, you know, like it was just like some drunkard or whatever found the Mandalorian armor and put it on because it was warm. And then, like, he becomes Boba Fett.
It's kind of like the plot of the Bean movie.
Yeah. But, I mean, at least then I could, you know, I could understand how the most badass bounty hunter of all time gets killed by a blind man on accident.
Let's get Rowan Atkinson to play Boba Fett.
Yeah, ooh, no, I'm down. I'm 100% down for that.
That would be amazing.
Especially because he has to wear the helmet for most of the movie.
Yeah.
There's gonna be plenty of him like hitting his head on things.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because he doesn't bend over.
Yeah.
Clunk. You know, yeah. There'll be plenty of that.
Yep.
I'm more down for that than like a movie that makes Boba Fett like a badass.
Well, this is
Star Wars hasn't done comedy a lot.
No.
No, they're getting ready to do a Star Trek comedy
other
series
than the
with
Christmas special.
Rick and Morty writers.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
dude,
gonna
that
be
great.
CBS Direct.
Oh,
on their all access platform or whatever. Well,
how much does that cost?
Are you okay, Scott?
I haven't been excited about Star Trek since like 1996.
How much does the CBS streaming service cost?
$5.
Well, that's not too bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
I liked Discovery. I mean, I've only watched the first one, but...
Liked it so much. Dude, it made zero on your priority
list. Well, my problem is I start watching it, and then Tony's like, I want to watch that with you. And then Tony's never free, so I never watch it.
Tony's a child. He's your child.
I don't want to watch it twice. I don't have time to watch TV twice.
Child,
I don't
care. Come here and watch this if you want to.
We are doing this now, or you're missing out. Set your foot down, Jason.
Have you tried hitting him?
What's that?
Have you tried hitting him?
No comment. It is the last month of October, so let's talk about horror remakes and reboots.
Ooh. What's in the pipeline, can I ask that, or reboots? Because I kind of had to do some research on this topic. What's coming out that's a reboot or remake?
Suspiria.
Pet Cemetery, which looks pretty good. Okay. I thought John Lithgow looked good.
I don't think it looks pretty good.
I do.
I don't know. Like, when you...
I think it's too early to tell, but it looks just pretty generic to me.
Yeah. Like, when you use that kind of trailer, and you're not telling anything, you're just like, oh, look, it's spooky, and here's a cat, and suspense. Here's some flashing crap.
It's suspense.
Do they need to tell you anything, though?
Yeah.
You know the plot of Pet Cemetery.
I don't care.
I don't. I've never read Stephen King's Pet Cemetery.
You've seen the movie, though.
Scott don't know shit. He needs to know.
Really. I've actually seen Pet Cemetery. You're not missing
much. I've read the book. It's okay. It's harsh.
How does the book end?
Same as the movie, pretty much.
Hand of God comes down and ruins everything?
Yeah. I would disagree with you about the man, just because of the one flashback of the main character, the main character's wife's sister laying in bed when she's when she's all sick. His like spine is coming out. Yeah. That is freaky.
Yeah.
The rest of the movie, meh.
So my favorite, I actually like the Texas Chainsaw remakes. The first one, and I like the beginning.
I like the beginning. I didn't like the first one.
I thought they were okay, and that was like the only ones of the Michael Bay's quote-unquote remakes that I thought were any good. Freddy wasn't good.
My favorite horror remake was probably The Italian Job. I kid. Dawn of the Dead, the one at the mall.
I like that too.
Yeah, I like that
Wasn't
one.
Ving Rhames in
there? Yes.
And who else? I'm trying to think.
Good Zack Snyder movie before it was all dark.
Yeah.
One of the
cast wasn't a bunch
Stamper's
of
in that.
Big names. Like, no. I think Big Rhames is the biggest name.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they were all up and coming kids, but I thought that some of them went on to do...
I've seen a couple of those guys in other movies since then, but it's not... Definitely not the main character chick, or the... Oh, no, maybe that dude. The nice guy who ends up staying on the dock at the end.
Oh.
I think I've seen him in some other things.
Okay.
I'm not going to bother looking up his name right now.
As if we didn't have phones on
that. I really could. That's how much I care.
Mine's right priorities, here. It's priorities. Not moving. I really like the, I'm not sure if you're going to call it a reboot, but Evil Dead.
Yeah, that was a good.
That was cool.
That was really good. That movie's fucking terrifying. The Evil Dead remake. I tried to watch that with my kids because I didn't think it was that bad when we saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
And my kids like ran and hid behind the couch. Like, there's no tree rape in the remake, but man, it is horrifying.
I love the original Evil Dead just because we were doing
one of our first Three Geeks events.
Yeah, we were showing movies at the store at BGMX. We got a projector and everything, and so we had like maybe 15 people there, and my boss is there, and he brought his like 13-year-old daughter. And then, this tree starts raping this chick. And
yeah. Uh-huh. And then, he's like, I forgot about the tree rape.
And you just see, the awkwardness between them as it's going on. Like, why did I bring you to see this? And she's like, oh, my God, Dad, why did you bring me to see this? It was great. So, yeah, I love the first Evil Dead just for that.
People forget The Fly and The Thing are remakes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
The Thing was not a good remake.
No, I think you're talking about the
John Carpenter. Yeah, that's a remake.
Actually, a technical remake of
The Thing from Another World.
Oh, okay, well, right? The remake of the remake then is not good. I like Thing, the Thing. That was an awesome movie with Kurt Russell. And
that Thing in it. I'm
pretty
sure.
No, it's
Is that Keith David in that one?
Yes. Yes. And The Fly with Jeff Goldblum, where he's finally full Goldblum.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there any like horror movies you would like to see remade? That they haven't made remade?
I don't like horror, so if they never remade another horror movie, I would be cool with that.
Was it The Hills Have Eyes, a remake? The most recent one?
Yes.
That one was really awful. I've never seen the original.
The original is pretty brutal.
Is it good?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know if you'd say it was good, but it's pretty.
It's
nasty.
Something.
The remake, I was laughing for.
I like the Fright Night remake.
Which one?
The Fright Night remake.
See, I haven't seen it just because I like the original Fright Night so much. I love the original Fright Night. I'm kind of scared to watch it.
I didn't want to watch it because Colin Farrell was in it, but I saw that it had good reviews, so I checked it out.
A good reason not to watch it.
Colin Farrell.
I thought it was okay. He's hardly in it anyway.
Now, he was killer in Bruges, though.
In Bruges is awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't
Colin
think
it, Farrell was
pretty... He did good, but it wasn't like his movie.
True. Know? Very true.
He's like, so it's one of those things where I feel like if you have Colin Farrell, again, if you're going to use him the right way and not make him the point, then he has space to shine. But if he's like the lead actor, we're just going to get another Alexander situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
He's going to recut that thing like six different times. And still, it's not even going to make a difference.
Can't help you.
Going back to horror movies real quick. Not horror movies. That's something about conversation.
Whorehound.
My favorite is Audition.
Yeah.
That Takashi Miike film.
Yeah.
That's a...
Oh, dude, when that leg hits that window, it just makes that plonk sound.
Yeah. I like how it's just beautifully structured. First, like, 40 minutes, you're like, okay, this is just a regular, like, romance type of... And then it hits that point where you see the body bag move.
Yeah,
you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then it's... The wheels come off the train, man. It's batshit crazy from there on out to the end of the movie, man. I dig that. I really dig that slow build to that.
You know, they released that on, like, Valentine's Day in Japan, and they didn't say anything about it?
Nice.
No.
Yeah.
That's really? What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I like.
Yeah.
Americans never do any of that good stuff.
So
no.
It's a creepy-ass love story, because this old dude,
right,
like, is basically having these auditions of young actresses to find himself a girlfriend.
And the one that you go, oh my god, she's so, like, dainty and so quiet and polite. Complete fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
But, you know, oh, yeah. But it's
so good.
It's really good. Yeah. It is really, really good.
So to answer your question, I would do Nightmare on Elm Street, but I would do a reboot like they did with Halloween.
Okay.
Bring back Robert Englund, do a direct sequel to the first one, and make it terrifying.
Who's going to replace part two? It's fine.
Which one was Dream Warriors or whatever?
That was three.
Three. That had a killer soundtrack, though.
we talked about it on Freddy Geeks.
That was a killer. Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter.
Dream Warriors.
Which I think, that was that Bruce Dickinson that
is
did
it,
Bring
is
Your
it
Daughter
as,
to the Slaughter?
Yeah, so that was not Iron Maiden. That was Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah.
Then it was on an Iron Maiden album.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
I didn't even know it came on a Maiden album.
Is the soundtrack for Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warriors better than the soundtrack for the Transformers 1986 cartoon?
Yes.
It's better than?
I'm going to say yes.
I don't believe
it. I don't care.
About
you
this?
You said yes, you didn't even think about it, so I can't believe you.
I'm
going to
jump
even,
in on this.
There's no way.
Is Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warriors soundtrack better than the soundtrack to the Chris Rock comedy CB4? Because that soundtrack was badass.
Ooh.
I mean, you had Beast Boys.
I think
CB4
is better than, even though I've never seen or heard Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warriors. But I'm going to say, yes, CB4 is better. And then also, Transformers is also better.
Okay. Upset.
No. I mean, come on, dude. Dare to be Stupid.
Mm.
You have freaking... And then what's that other song? What's the main one?
The Touch.
Yes,
you got the touch.
Yeah. Okay, you got the touch.
Yes.
You got the power.
Hey, speaking of really cheesy songs, because I totally forgot about this till it popped up on my YouTube feed. Have you ever seen the movie Kung Fury?
Yes.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
But I have seen the David Hasselhoff music video.
Yes. Yes. That's what popped up on my YouTube video. I'm like, dude, this movie, first of all, the movie is awesome. Like, I dig that. It's so cheesy and so awful, but yet so good on the same aspect of it. And then that popped up. I'm like, oh, I forgot how great this is. This is awesome.
Oh, good. All right, guys. Well, we're going to send you off to our interview here, so you'll hear an interview almost immediately following. I do want to recommend that you check out Hill House and check out the Purge TV show. The Purge TV show makes up for all of the potential that was squandered by the movies. It is awesome. I love it. Check it out. Yeah.
It's good. Does it have the same giant political bent that...
Not so much. It's kind of like, you know how the first movie has its story with Inside the House, and then the second movie has the one where he's out there kicking ass? Yeah. It's kind of like different plots happening at the same time, so it's kind of like a combination of the first and second movie.
And everybody that I've heard talk about that TV show said that that was the way it should have done. They should never bothered with the movies. It should just done this series.
I like the second one.
I always thought The Purge should be long form because there's too much, especially with that.
The second movie was good. I think Frank Grillo was awesome. And
just The Punisher?
Everyone was like, oh my god, this guy should be The Punisher. I think he would have done a good job. And I love Barenthal as The Punisher. I think Purge 2 is actually worth watching. Any of the other ones are just utter ridiculousness.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The podcast pair-up of the Three Geeks podcast and the PVD cast. I hope that you enjoyed that episode. I know that there was a little bit of a technical glitch. There was a hiss going on in the background. I don't know where that came from. I tried to clean it up as best as I could, and I apologize to you, the listeners, who may notice that there was a little unevenness in the sound. I'm sorry. Sometimes that happens, you know, with podcasting. But nonetheless, I want to thank the guys from the Three Geeks podcast for having me on. I appreciate it. I love talking about nerdy things with those guys. And we certainly had a lot of topics to choose from. So, well, if you'd like to let me know what you thought about this episode of the podcast, or as I mentioned in the intro, if you're a small business owner that would like to maybe advertise with the PVDcast, all you got to do is shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com, or if you don't want to do that, you can contact me through Twitter @PVDMVP, or even leave me a message over on the Facebook page of the PVDcast, that being, of course, facebook.com/PVDcast. And if you want to let somebody know where they can get their hands on this podcast, well, let me list the ways. Obviously, PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is the best place, but you can also find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, the Pod Paradise Network, Libsyn, and even the Echo Network. But basically, anywhere you find podcasts, all you got to do is search PVDcast or PVDcast John Orlando, and you're sure to find it. So with that, I want to thank you all for listening. Go out there and vote here. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent.